I think this is the most excited I've been all week. It's time for the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. This is the second time we've done this. I'm Paul Hickey with nooffseason.com. Hope everyone out there is doing well. You're familiar with the Sports Card Strategy Show because you are subscribed to the feed, either on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, or on the YouTube channel at youtube.com/Paul Hickey. And if you're subscribed on the podcast, but not on the YouTube channel, I would highly recommend you go over to youtube.com/Paul Hickey when you get a minute and subscribe, because the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell is happening every week now on Thursdays. And if you don't catch it live, you want to catch the playback. Basically, what we do is we allow you, the audience, to submit your show and tell from a sports card strategy perspective, whatever you want to talk about, whatever you want to show us, whatever strategy you're thinking about implementing, or you've already implemented, or cards you bought, or things you use to sell cards. We are all about it here at the Sports Card Strategy Show. And so, in addition to our Monday show with Kendall and I wanted to open things up to the audience to make submissions. If you want to get on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell, email me at paul@nooffseason.com and I'll explain to you how. But we've got some new and familiar faces today. We're going to kick things off with someone who's been on the show before a couple of times as a guest. From down in Texas, Texas Roadshow Shops Chase Krim kicks us off today on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. Krim, what do you got for us, man?
Hey, what's up, Paul Hickey and the Sports Card Strategy Show community? I'm Chase. I've been on the show a couple times. I work at Texas Roadshow. I'm currently backstage at Texas Roadshow, and I'm going to show and tell a couple cards I picked out this week. I have a lot, so I might be on future episodes too. Thought I might pick some stuff up this week that was relevant or would get a good laugh from Paul. So the first card we're going to talk about is the Select Israel Adesanya Black Disco 1/1 Auto. For those that don't know, Izzy just got the title back from Alex Pereira, which they've had a good rivalry. He knocked them out cold, so that's a good card to have. I really think UFC is an untapped market, so I'm excited to see what that card can do long term. This card, everyone knows, Paul's favorite basketball investment is Anthony Edwards. Here's a rookie contenders auto. This is a playoff ticket out of 99. Hopefully he can have a big performance in the playoff. It's not looking like he's set up to have the best playoff. But let's see if he can just have a good performance.
41.
So this is something I picked up at the last Dallas show. This is a Pop 1 Yao Ming auto. Thought that was cool. Got it for a really good price. 2005 Yao Ming auto Pop 1. I like picking stuff up that's unique like that, that doesn't have a lot of comps. Just unique stuff. That's mainly what my PC consists of, and stuff that I think is undervalued. So this is another cool one. This is a Immaculate Quad Celtics auto. Bill Russell, Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, Paul Pierce. Can't go wrong with that. BGS 8.5. It's a thick Immaculate card, so take that for what it is. not a horrible grade for that. Alright, Paul, and this card is just for Paul Hickey. A 2005 Contenders rookie Aaron Rodgers auto. No, Paul's a big fan of Aaron Rodgers. That's his favorite athlete, probably of all time. So I'm excited to share this with Paul and the rest of the community. And like I said, I have a whole bunch of more stuff. That's just, Paul said, keep it at 2 to 3 minutes, so I'll try to do that. So I'll probably have more stuff in future episodes of this. And yeah, that's it. Texas Roadshow. We're going to be at every Dallas show. We're going to be at the National. Come stop by, say hi. All right, y'all have a good week.
Chase, you're the man. That was awesome. Love the Anthony Edwards, of course. And then love the Aaron Rodgers call out there. Check out Texas Roadshow Shop on IG. And roadshowcards.com is where you can find more about Texas Roadshow. But yeah, follow them on Instagram, Texas Roadshow Shop. They've got some great stuff. Love my man, Chase Krim. And shout out to Kendall Lefty McKee for hooking us all up. Chase is now a good friend. And can't wait to see him at the National. That'll be, worst case scenario, Chase. We catch each other at the National, if not before then. So I'm looking forward to that. We've got some live commenters in the house. Good morning to Chad Gill and Oh My Shoes and Evan Bell. All of these guys are going to be involved in today's show. So they are tuning in. Thank you so much for all of your support. We appreciate you here at the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. Up next, I think this is probably the most unique submission that I could have ever imagined receiving. Hard to follow Chase Krim from Texas Roadshow Shop, especially dropping the Aaron Rodgers bomb on me. But up next is my main man, Rob Masora from BobsCardMarket.com, the Discord channel, and the Card Treasury on eBay. And you're about to see why Rob is an absolute stud at moving cards. Rob, take it away.
Hey, everyone. This is Rob from Bob's Card Market and the Card Treasury. For my show and tell, I'm going to do something a little bit different. It's going to be pretty lame. It's not going to be any fancy cards or anything like that. I'm going to show you my shipping area. So Paul has talked a lot about Bob's Car Market, which is the Discord group we run. So if you're looking for a great community of people to talk cards, buy cards, sell cards, go to bobscarmarket.com and click the link and we'll bring you to the Discord. We also run the Card Treasury eBay store. We have a little over 24,000 cards growing every day, lowering prices every day. So that's a big piece of our operation. And what I wanted to show you is my shipping area. So I am a little bit OCD about organization and efficiency. So I thought maybe I'd show that and hopefully it'll inspire you to maybe look at your shipping area, making sure you're maximizing your space, making sure you're being as efficient as possible and maybe improve your life when it comes to shipping cards a little bit. So let's take a look. So here's our shipping area. I'm going to just back out a little bit so you can see it in its entirety. I think an important piece of it is that it's ergonomic as possible. So I have this little shelf here that I've actually made and put these glides on so it can slide underneath if I need to get at something that's underneath. So these are all the cards that I have to pick for today. My pick list. And then I have my shipping labels over here, which I wrap around this. I think it's like a camera arm that I've kind of used to hold my shipping labels. And I just pull them down as I need them. Here I got my business cards that I include. Tape, painter's tape, scotch tape, and shipping tape. So it's important. I think these tape dispensers are very valuable. They're heavy, so they don't slide around. It allows you to pull tape off with one hand. If you're just messing with a roll, you're going to need two hands. So this definitely is worth the buy. I think you can actually probably find some that have three or four rollers on them. You don't need two different dispensers like I have. Uline would probably be a good place for that, or you know, Amazon's got everything. Just have a little box here for garbage and scraps. So fill that up, empty it out, and then I got some packing peanuts if I need those, if I'm packing something that needs a little bit more protection. I think overall the important thing is that you maximize your height. So I have a lot of shelves that are a pretty small gap in between so that, you know, when I originally had this, these shelves weren't here, and so I would lose all the space from here up top. So you create different layers, create different shelves. It helps maximize things. So I got my envelopes, then all my bags, so team bags, graded bags, whatever I might need. All my different top loaders organized by size, even have these labels on here for size, but sometimes that doesn't work as well as I'd like it to. So I got all my different top loader sizes and then my bubble mailers up top. And then any other shipping supplies like USPS, which these are free, any supplies from USPS are free. go to their website and buy them, like flat rate boxes. You can have them delivered to your house. I got a bubble mailer dispenser, some other packing boxes, different sizes. So, but that is my shipping area. So there's a shelf component from IKEA called Kallax, K-A-L-L-A-X. It's a small square modular thing that you can actually, you can get one square, you can get two squares, three or four, but it also comes with a lot of inserts similar to this where you can create shelves. So I'd take a look at that. That's a good a piece from IKEA, and it's fairly affordable that can help organize your shipping stuff. As part of the show and tell, turn you around so you can see me. I'm going to do 10% off our eBay store. So use the code NOOFFSEASON on our eBay store. Go to ebay.com/str/thecardtreasury and use the code NOOFFSEASON. And that code ends Friday night at, I think, 11:30 Pacific time. So 9:30 Central time. So use the code NOOFFSEASON. You'll get 10% up. Off up to $10. So if you got to find $100 worth of cards, you're going to get $10 off for using that code. So appreciate the time. Hopefully this helps. Have a good day.
That is awesome stuff. I think Rob is my new hero. I think my biggest dream in life now is to have a setup like he has in terms of being able to have that shipping station, packing, shipping, the efficiency. I love it. And I think when you move cards at the volume that the Card Treasury does in their eBay store, you need something like that. It's smart. I've tried to make some efficiencies myself in my packing and shipping situation, and I'm going to continue to try to be more like Rob. Don't forget to check out ebay.com/str/thecardtreasury. Use that 10% off code in the next, I think, 48 hours-ish. Code is no off season. I think it's up to, I think you can save up to $10, but 10% off anything you buy up to $100, I think is what it is. And so Rob, thank you so much for that submission. Seriously, there's going to be more content on the channel from Rob and I on how to build your eBay store and how to build efficiencies using your eBay store and selling cards on eBay. So more to come on that, but up next, someone that you may remember, a guy I made a deal with at the Atlanta Culture Collision card show named Farmer Joe. Farmer Joe and I have reconnected. We're creating content together, and he has submitted, hopefully, his first of many submissions on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. Farmer, what do you got for us?
Hello, my name is Joe. I go by Mosaic Joe on Instagram and all the other social media platforms, as well as eBay. You will probably know me best as Farmer Joe. I am the guy that did the Maxi deal with Paul at the Atlanta Culture Collision. So I do have a show and tell for you. It's more of a tell and tell. I don't have anything to show for it anymore, but if you go back into eBay search histories, you can find this play that I made. And it's proving to be a pretty good one. So watching the World Baseball Classic and the way that it ended with Shohei striking out Trout, I knew Topps was going to have to commemorate that moment. It's a big moment in baseball, big moment in history. And the very next day, what was it, March 23rd, the day after, they had released that they were doing a commemorative card for that moment. Shohei K's Trout for the last out of the WBC. So I have purchased this type of product in the past, the Topps Now products, and I knew that they randomly insert some serial number cards into those releases if you purchase. So I went ahead and I just splurged and I bought 40 cards. I went in for $171.18. On April 6th, I got my shipment. I opened it before I even made it up the driveway. And sure enough, right on top was a serial numbered 3 of 10 Shohei, K's Trout for the last out of the WBC. Super excited. Went on to eBay, listed it as $1,000 or best offer with my best offer limit at $750. and I included the international audience. That was a big reason that it sold. I know that Japan had a huge viewership of this particular game, the whole classic, but that particular game, there was like, I think 93% of the Japanese television sets were tuned into this game. So I included that audience. Within the hour, I got an offer for $800, which I gladly accepted. So after fees, it was $684.76. And then that gives me a profit so far of $513.58. And the remaining 39 base cards are going to be sent off to PSA at $16 a card because of the current promotion that they're running. And hopefully I'll get a couple tens out of that, and it'll just further my profits. So I have a lot more to show eventually. I have a lot more to talk about with you guys. So hopefully you enjoy this content.
Yeah, man. Farmer Joe is known as Mosaic Joe on eBay. You can check it out. I'm going to show you right now the play that he was talking about, and you can get into it. There's a lot more to come from Farmer Joe, but this is the play right here. So the Shohei K's Trout, 3 out of 10, Tops Now. So for those of you who have not ordered Tops Now, you're not guaranteed to get, you know, these serial numbered short prints, but Joe got one because he ordered quite a few cards. And if any of you have opened your package as you're walking up the driveway, I can relate to that. That's pretty cool. Here's Mosaic Joe's eBay store, ebay.com/USR/Mosaic Joe. He's got a lot of great cards listed. You should check him out. And he's absolutely right. We will be creating more content together as well. He has a lot of valuable stuff to offer the audience here at the Sports Card Strategy Show. So before we get to a couple more familiar faces, there is something that I want to read from a new submitter, new audience member named Evan Bell. So really appreciate Evan's submission here. And submissions can come in all forms. We prefer videos, but Evan did not have all these cards with him. So I'm going to go ahead and read his submission for him. Shout out Evan Bell. He's the owner of Bell Ray Marketing. You can hit him up. You check him out at bellraymarketing.com. That's B-E-L-L-R-A-E marketing.com. And he's in the comments right now. He says, my L of the week was just submitting an explanation of my cards and no video. Sorry, fellas. I've learned my lesson. Hey, no worries. Dude, bring it strong next week. Submit a video. We'll get you on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. No problems here. No judgment. Lefty said he loved your profile pic on YouTube in terms of the Virginia Tech hoodie and whatnot. So here we go, Evan. He says, here are a couple cards with interesting stories from one of my most recent PSA submissions I did with a friend. The third picture is my small portion of the submission. We'll get to that. He submitted an Amon-Ra St. Brown green scope auto that has an obvious print line down the side of it, but is only visible at certain angles. Bought the card on Whatnot and the line wasn't disclosed, but still got it for a reasonable price. Submitted the card for mostly testing purposes to see how PSA would ding me for the line. I feel like an 8 was about as good as I could have hoped for. The Jonathan Taylor card was my friend's submission and one he's unhappy about, to say the least. He's very thorough in reviewing his cards before submission, and in this one, there was an obvious error on someone else's end. You can see on Taylor's back, there was a clear fingernail indentation that we're assuming came from the grater, as all surfaces, corners, etc. were examined prior to the shipment and were packaged properly for PSA. Wow. Wow, that sucks. We found other new marks on the card that weren't documented before submitting, but the fingernail mark clearly takes the cake. My friend sent the card off thinking he'd most likely receive a PSA 10, but received only half of that grade. Wow. I'm curious to see if anyone else has ever had such a screw up happen to them with a PSA submission. Hope this helps. And so would love audience feedback on some of these cards and whether or not you guys have had something like this happen. First, I'm going to show a close-up more of the card that Evan submitted, which is this Amon-Ra St. Brown green scope. You can see the print line here. It got an 8, Still a beautiful looking card. Thanks, Evan, for the submission. Really, really love that card. And happy that you have it in a PSA slab. I would be happy with that. But I'm curious to the audience's take. So here's the PSA 5, which sucks. I mean, it's a great Jonathan Taylor 2020 Panini Chronicles score rookie auto in a pro uniform. And really, really sucks that that got a 5. Would love the audience's take on if they've ever had something happen that they think is from a PSA grader or a grader of any other company. Nobody's perfect, but certainly that kind of thing shouldn't happen if, in fact, it did happen. You've got a Justin Jefferson Honeycomb 10, a Franz Wagner Rookie Signatures 10, a Travis Kelce Honeycomb 9, a Mahomes Instant Impact from 2017 9, and a Joe Burrow Prism Laser Rookie 9. So overall, not bad. Thanks for the submission, Evan. Really appreciate it. Curious to see what the audience feedback is on this one. Drop a comment below in the YouTube channel or email me at paul@nooffseason.com. Or if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, you can hit up at Sports Card Strategy on Instagram or at nooffseasoncard on Twitter. All right, up next, we got a familiar face, a familiar name. That's right. It's time to put on your shoes. Oh, my shoes.
Good morning, duders, and welcome to another episode of Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. Now, this being the second episode, I got to bring heat. My name's Oh My Shoes, aka Hunter. Let's get to the case. Just like last week, ladies first. My wife loves Cooper Kupp. So, we found this out of 75 Cooper Kupp player worn Origins patch. Now, thanks to Andy Kaysen over at Football Card Quest, we know that player worn patches and game worn patches are a little bit better than, you know, of course, the ones that aren't affiliated with anything. So, we got this card for $15. I believe they go from anywhere from $20 to $30 on eBay. Next, we have another Cooper Kupp. It is a Lava Parallel, numbered out of $5.99. And we got this in a lot deal, and I believe I paid $18 for the whole lot and got like 6 or 7 cards. Alrighty, moving over to my son. Now, we got a lot of, I think it was 6 to 8 cards, and we paid $40. This Jamar Chase, number 207, short print silver holo, was definitely the right choice. They go from anywhere from $15 to $30 raw. Now, we're probably going to send this thing off because it is in the Card Saver 1. She's beautiful. It's going in the mail. Next, we have T-Law in the One Touch. Now, this was in that same lot that I was talking about with the Jamar Chase. Now, I think, again, if we did the math, I think we got each card for $6.50 or $6.75 or something like that. So, very good deal on his part. They average anywhere from $15 to $30 on eBay as well. Now, to save the best for last, the GOAT, Kobe Bryant. Now, this Kobe Bryant card is one of my favorites because, one, it's only $20 or $30. And, I mean, I paid $27 free shipping for this 8. Now, if you look right here, it has a soft corner. And also kind of has a soft corner right here. Now, I found this same Kobe Bryant rookie card in that lot with the Jamar Chase and the T-Law. And again, we paid like $6.50 per card on this. And it's just awesome. I love this Kobe card because for one, it's shiny. Can't really beat shiny, hollow aesthetics. Two, it's a Kobe Bryant rookie card that you can get for $10 raw most of the time. I'll say that again, a Kobe Bryant rookie card for 10 to 15 bucks. You can't beat that. Thank you, everyone. I hope you have a groovy day.
I mean, if that doesn't make you feel good, I don't know what will. Shoes, thank you so much. I think Shoes has a serious future as a content creator in the hobby. Let me know what you guys think. But before we get to our next submission to the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. Good morning to Southern Soccer Idiot in relation to Evan Bell's submission. He says, I feel your pain, Evan. PSA bent a seemingly perfect card of mine, didn't notify me, and dropped a 3 on me. I was irate. Wow. That is ridiculous. Good morning to Craig's Cards 11. Good to see you on the show, my friend. Appreciate your question that we answered on Monday's show. Keep the questions coming, everybody. Keep the submissions coming. Email me at paul@nooffseason.com. Up next, another familiar face, the one, the only, the sports card doctor, Chad Gill.
Chad Gill back again for another show and tell. After the Sports Card Strategy Show, the baseball show this morning with Lefty and Paul, numerous people talking about vintage baseball. I thought it would be fun with my vast collection if I could show you a few of my vintage baseball cards. I might do several of these show and tells as I've got a little over a million cards in my personal collection. I'm a little bit of a card junkie, I guess you might say. Anyways, I'm going to try and go fast to keep this to 3 minutes. If you enjoy this and you want to see some more of my collection, please let Paul or I know, and I will continue to do these. All right, first up, we have a 1975 Robin Yount rookie card. I have, this here is a 71 Nolan Ryan. I have, Nolan Ryan's my favorite baseball player of all time. I have about 25,000 Nolan Ryan cards. I have one of every Nolan Ryan card made that I am aware of. This is a 1970 Nolan Ryan. I have two 1969. I don't know if I'm getting a glare there. Two matching bookend 69 Nolan Ryans. I have a 1968 Tom Seaver. This is the first year of his card by himself, his rookie card. He shares a card. That's his first solo card. I do, of course, have the Nolan Ryan rookie card as well. Bob Uecker. I am a huge Brewer fan. You can't have be a Brewer fan and not have a Bob Uecker card. 64, Willie Mays. 61, Mickey Mantle. 1960, Carl Yastrzemski, rookie. 1960, Mickey Mantle. 1959, Hank Aaron. 1959, I'm getting a lot of glare here. 59, Roger Maris. 1957, trying to get rid of the glare here. 57, Willie Mays. 1957, Hank Aaron. 1957, Mickey Mantle. 1956, Hank Aaron. 1956, Ted Williams. 1956, second year, Roberto Clemente. 1955, Jackie Robinson. 1955, Sandy Koufax rookie card. I'm in the process of completing a 1955 Tops set. I've got 14 cards to go, and that'll be a complete set. 1954, Ted Williams. 1953, Yogi Berra. 1953, Mickey Mantle. 1953, Mickey Mantle, and a 1952 Bob Feller. Hope you enjoyed these, and if you do, please let Paul or myself know, and I will do another show and tell video in the future. Thank you, and have a great day.
Chad, you are the man. I mean, I learned something new about the Dr. Chad Gill just about every day, and this submission blew my mind, as I'm sure it blew many of your minds. Chad, 25,000 plus Nolan Ryan cards, 1 million plus cards. That is phenomenal, my man. Couple thoughts here. Number one, my editor at Sports Card Investor has been wanting me to find a super collector to do a feature story on. I think I have found him. Chad, we need to talk about me doing a feature on you as a super collector on sportscardinvestor.com. Let's get that done. We could start with the 25,000 Nolan Ryan cards. That's amazing. And then secondly, everybody, I will be going to the National this year. I'll be there all day on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's July 27th, 28th, and 29th. I'll be rolling there with my family. My wife and kids are going to be helping me work as part of nooffseason.com and the Sports Card Strategy Show. And one of the things I really, really, really want to do more than anything is do an audience meetup, okay? And I would love to have Chad meet Shoes, have both of them meet Mr. Ryan Baruski, have all of them meet all of the rest of you, RPO Sports Cards, new people like Evan Bell, Kendall McKee, Andy Kaysen, Gary from Hoops and Cards, Farmer Joe. Let's get everybody. Sorry if I haven't mentioned you by name, but you are included as well. Let's get everybody to the National and do an audience Sports Card Strategy Show meetup. Let's do it. All right. Up next, I'm going to do a show and tell because yesterday on the Baseball Card Strategy Show, I told Lefty that I cracked over 40 slabs on Tuesday. And thanks in part to Mr. Chad Gill, Dr. Chad Gill, for helping with that strategy, inspiring me, inspiring all of us to grab some SGCs, even grab some CSGs, maybe even some HGAs. Chad didn't say HGA, but I threw that in there myself to see how it would go. And one Beckett slab. And I cracked all of them on Tuesday. And my hand hurts. Still, it's Thursday and my hand hurts. And I'm going to show you guys slab by slab for the remainder of this show what this was like. But first, here are the labels. So I got every single label. I'm not going to show you all of them, but some old SGC labels. And I'm going to continue to put content together on this slab cracking venture. Okay. You're going to see all the cards here in a minute. As the card, they're all on their way to PSA right now. Every card you're about to see in the upcoming video is on its way to PSA. 46 total cards, 40 of them were cracked from slabs, 6 of them were other cards that I had raw that I threw in the submission. Hopefully, I'll get them back in a few months. And there will be more content where I will compare slab crack by slab crack, PSA grade by slab crack. But I kept all the labels for future content. And I will say, before I show you, the most elegant slabs to crack. Chad, interesting to hear your feedback on this. Everybody else in the audience, interesting to hear your feedback on this. SGC. All you need to do to crack an SGC slab is just basically take off the two corners at the top, stick a screwdriver in, and the puppy just pops right open. And there you got your black tux and your card. Hardest slab to crack. Slabs that suck. HGA. Absolutely the hardest slabs to crack. I had done one of them before this, and I did about 10 the other day, and at least half of them come off where the front cracks in two pieces. So then you've got a situation where you have to somehow get the card out without totally ruining it. And they're heavy and they just suck. Like this is basically the byproduct here of an HGA slab. So I wanted to show you guys that. Now the new CSG slabs are not bad. The old ones with the green label are a little bit harder to crack. I got, more likely for this to happen, cracked in two on the front with a CSG. Not as bad of a rate as HGA. But the newer black CSG slabs, you can get to come off more like an SGC slab. So that's good. I don't know if this was because it was the last slab that I cracked of 40 slabs and I was just physically exhausted by the end of this, and mentally exhausted, by the way, because you're trying not to screw up your card. But this Beckett was just very, very hard to crack. I don't know if I'm a wuss or what, but to get this thing open, I had to just continuously try to crack the top over and over again. I ended up doing a pretty good job, and it came apart in two clean pieces. So the other thing with Beckett is I totally would have ruined the card with the screwdriver, but thank God for the inner sleeve. Thank God for the Beckett inner sleeve, because I would have totally ruined the card here. All right, so here we go. I'm going to narrate you through this, but up first is this Magic Johnson 1981 Topps SGC 8.5 that I cracked. You can see the equipment that I'm using. I am not handy around the house, so I don't even know what this tool is called. It's like a wood cutter or something. You guys can correct me if I'm wrong on that. But basically, I'm taking off, trying to take off the top two corners here. The video sped up, so it's not totally boring to watch. And then I just take the screwdriver. You could see on that one, I thought I got the card. That was the first one I did. I thought I got the card with the screwdriver. And I looked at the card, and it didn't look damaged. But it felt like I really absolutely ruined the front of that Magic Johnson card with the screwdriver. So that was the first one. So then I was very, very careful not to let the screwdriver slip from that point forward. And on this Julius Erving 1986 Fleer SGC 8.5, paid $100 for it. You can see the value over here on the right, PSA 9 value. If I get that, that's the grade I'm hoping for. It would be a small few dollar profit. Not the best purchase by me here. Could be a small few dollar profit if I get a PSA 9. I would lose, I don't know, about $60, including the grading fee, if I get an 8. Now, tricky thing here with the label, SGC, I will warn you, like, try to not have the label slip and touch the card. It's not going to be the end of the world, I don't think, to have the label touch the card. But other than the screwdriver slipping across the top of the card, which would be a nightmare, just try not to have the label touch the card. Now, I was super careful on this Barkley 1986 Fleer. This was an SGC 88, which translates to an 8.5. Paid $363 for it. The PSA 9 value, if it jumps up, would be $730. The PSA 8 value wouldn't be too bad of a loss at $299. Got the card out in a clean fashion. Now over to this Akeem Olajuwon SGC 8. Paid $168.46. You can see I'm getting into my groove here, cracking these SGC slabs. They start to come off super clean. Get the corners off, rip the corners off, take the screwdriver across the top label portion horizontally, and then lift up. And most of the time on an SGC slab, you're not going to have any. See, look how easy that Akeem Olajuwon one popped off. Now over to the Michael Jordan 1988 Fleer. Again, this is an older slab, so it had the double-digit grade, translating to an SGC 9 on the label. Paid $210 for it. PSA 9 value would be $335, so it would be a nice little profit. PSA 8 value would be not too bad of a loss at $128, so willing to take the risk. Took a little bit of time here, as you can see with this one. Decided to go, if you can't get the screwdriver in after getting the corners off, I would just keep cracking the top of the label portion across the top horizontally until basically the entire top of the slab cracks off. And then you can easily get the screwdriver in and pop it open. So that's basically what I'm doing here in this portion of the video. Hopefully this is helpful to you guys. I wanted to document the process of the slab cracking experiment, show you guys all the cards I bought with the plays, right? So the SGC, CSG, HGA, BGS grades, why I bought them in relation to the PSA grade I was hoping to achieve. I was able to get this Jordan out. Sometimes the cards stick. This one didn't stick too badly. Got it in the card saver and off to PSA. Now this one was an interesting one I found. 1992 Topps Stadium Club Michael Jordan, SGC 10, paid $173.51. The PSA 10 value, $300. PSA 9 value is what that should say, not PSA 8 value, is $52. So this would be a big time loss if I don't get a PSA 10. But you'll see on a lot of these plays, some of them I'm trying to jump up a half a grade, but on a lot of them, I'm just trying to go like, hey, if SGC gave this a 10, let's make the assumption that unless I don't absolutely screw the pooch on getting the card out of the slab, or if the grader doesn't screw it up, as we've learned earlier on this episode, hopefully it will translate into another gem mint. Here you can see I'm a little bit confused. There's like a mark on the card, but I did some research and the mark is actually on the card itself. It's not something caused by me. This one, I was super nervous about. I paid $663.98 for a Kobe Bryant 1996 Topps base rookie SGC 10. The PSA 10 value has dipped quite a bit. If you remember, this card used to be back in February 2021. This was like a $4,000 card. It then dipped to $2,000. It then got under $1,000. It's been at under $1,000 for the last couple of years, and recently sold for under $800. When I bought this, it was still selling for around $900. So I was thinking, wow, this could be a $300 profit. And now it's looking like it would be maybe $150 profit or a huge loss if it comes back at a nine. The card stuck like crazy to the front part of the slab plastic. I'm trying to like shake it off. I'm trying to get it loose. Super interesting that the cards will stick to the front of the plastic. Something to know. Wanted to educate you guys. Was eventually able to get it off, I believe, without damaging the card at all, and got it off to PSA. Giannis Antetokounmpo, SGC 9.5, Hoops rookie, 2013 Hoops rookie. A lot of opportunity with this card, a lot of them out there. SGC 9.5, paid $193 for it. The PSA 10 value, $340. PSA 9 value, $160. So it would take a little bit of a loss. I would try to get as many of these as I possibly could. Lost out on a lot of them and just moved on to some other cards. So, So Borusky says the slab cracking is taken on the gravitas of something that approaches an ancient Native American practice for sports card collectors. Evan Bell says, I need one of those no off-season towels as my golf towel. Evan, that is a golf towel. That is exactly what that is. My wife ordered that for me and a bunch of friends of mine way back in the day when nooffseason.com started in 2006 as a fantasy football website. That was an original giveaway for nooffseason.com back in the day. That is my golf towel. And the reason I laid out the golf towel, I joked on the baseball card strategy show yesterday that I felt like Dexter, because I basically had my room covered. I mean, what you can't see in this video is that there are plastic pieces flying around my entire office, like even past my office onto the stairway, into the dining room of my house. Like my family came home from school and I said, guys, careful. I'm cracking slabs. Plastic's going to be flying everywhere. My dog's scared. But yeah, I used the golf towel over the nooffseason.com break mat and shook off the plastic pieces off of the towel after every two or three cards or before a very expensive card. Here you can see I got that Griffey out. Had two Griffey SGC 8.5s, paid around $100 for each. The PSA 9 value, $193, would be, I don't know, about a $30 to $50 profit. If they do get an 8, it would be about a $50 loss. Ken Griffey Jr. I got this play from Chad Gill. It was one of his contributions to nooffseason.com, basically saying the point here is you don't always need to try to go up from a 9.5 to a 10. It could be from an 8.5 to a 9, and that's where the greatest potential exists for that Griffey 1989 upper deck. On to a 1981 Topps Joe Montana SGC 7.5. Again, this is a 7.5 to 8 jump. An SGC 7.5 to a PSA 8 would be the biggest opportunity here in the Joe Montana 1981 Topps realm, looking for a PSA 8 value of $308. So that would be a nice, close to $100 profit all in if I do get the PSA 8. PSA 7 value is $190. So again, Chad talks about a high floor, a less risky floor. on if you get the grade. So if I get the PSA grade, that's a half grade down from this SGC grade for whatever reason. I'm not really out that much. It's still great content, great fun. A sale on eBay, or MySlabs or wherever you sell your cards is good for your business. You are acquiring a customer. On to a more modern card. 2021 Don Russ, red press proof, Trevor Lawrence, SGC 10. Again, I'm not trying to go up a grade here. Paid $80. The PSA 10 value is $130. So there would be a nice $30-ish profit in here for me if I do get the PSA 10. I would get crushed if I get a PSA 9, as those are only $23. On to some Dak Prescott. Now, I just think it's probably a good time to be buying Dak Prescott cards right now because it is April. There's really no attention given on the Dallas Cowboys starting quarterback currently. So I went ahead and got a couple of his 2016 Donruss Optic SGC 9.5s. And I tried to make sure I got them for as low as possible. This one I paid $38.47 for. The PSA 10 value right now is only $75, but I do think by the time I get this card back and list it in August, it could and or should be up over $100. So if I can get this up a half a grade in PSA, then we should be in good shape here. A Facebook user referring to the golf towel, I believe, says, if you were giving those out, I want a gold towel too for my bag. Playing in a youth baseball charity tournament and would love to have that on my bag. Nice. Good to know. We are going to be doing some nooffseason.com premium packs for our premium subscribers. So anyone who is a premium subscriber to nooffseason.com, including those who are free for a year members, will be getting some premium packs, and we will be including a bunch of cool stuff, mainly cards and packs and hits, but also swag. So good to know that you guys are interested in that. Email me at paul@nooffseason.com. For more on that, showing you basically what to do if the front of your slab cracks here. So on this second DAC that I paid a little bit more for, the front of it cracked. So I stopped because you don't want the front of the slab to crack because it could really damage the card. So I went ahead and carefully just opened it from the back and was able to get the card out. So the front of the slab cracked, got it out the back, out with the black tux. And we're good to go on to the Jalen Hurts 2020 Prism SGC 9.5. Some opportunity in this card. One, because Hurts is now the highest paid player in NFL history, which is crazy. But it's a good time to be buying his cards, I believe, because he should see a huge value spike during the hype spike season, which is August for football cards. Some in July, some in August, but cracking the Hertz SGC 9.5 Prism slab here, paid $50.50 on my slab. So I avoided some of the extra eBay fees here and looking at a PSA 10 value of $135. So this would be a big profit actually on a small investment. PSA 9 value $31. So was able to get the Hertz off in a clean fashion. Now on to the CSG slabs. CSG 10. So paid a little bit more for this. CSG 10, same card, 2020 Jalen Hurts Prism, paid $100. Not leaving myself too much profit margin on this, but also kind of assuming that a CSG 10 is going to translate over into a PSA 10. We're going to find that out. We're going to find that out in a couple months, and I'm going to report back to you guys on this. But this is my first CSG slab after cracking a bunch of SGC slabs. So not as clean, ended up getting in a groove with the CSG slabs, but definitely not as clean on this first one. As you can see, I'm just digging here with the screwdriver. Be careful. Don't get screwdriver happy with this, because if you get too screwdriver happy, that little fucker can slip across the label and damage the top of the card. And I would hate to have that happen to you. So be patient. This video speed is sped up, so I am not going this fast in real life. I have just sped up this video for your purposes. You can see the first CSG slab cracked in half on the front. So I had to be very careful, but I was able to get the card out. And Kyle Trask up next. This is a bit of a risk, bit of a sleeper play, but a 2021 Kyle Trask Silver Prism. Remember, everybody, in theory, you can make a lot of money doing this, but you have to be able to actually buy the card for the value that we say that it is based on the last sale. So that's kind of the other trick. We don't talk about that very often, but we say like, hey, this card, you know, sold for this SGC, CSG price, big profit on a PSA crossover, blah, blah, blah. But the reality is you have to be able to actually find the card for that price. And sometimes you got to go with the Kyle Trasks of the world in these situations. Up next, 2021 Kyle Trask Silver Prism Photo Variation CSG 10, paid $82.31, similar to the other one that I showed you a minute ago, which is the non-photo variation. PSA 10 value, $125. PSA 9 value would get me crushed at $23. If Kyle Trask can actually earn the starting job in Tampa and maybe be announced the starter in August and or have a good preseason outing, this card will be gone. Hopefully it'll be in PSA 10. I was able to cleanly crack the top off of the CSG slab there. Now on to some more vintage. 1981 Topps Magic Johnson. If you remember, I had a SGC 8.5 of this card. This is a CSG 8. Paid $88 for it. The PSA 9 value, if for some reason it gets a PSA 9, would be a huge profit, $480. PSA 8 value, $73. PSA 7 value is going to be less than that, usually ranging between $30 and $50. Crack. Same approach here with the SGC slab. Crack the top corners off, then try to slide the screwdriver into the top right corner. If you can get it cleanly into the top right corner, go across horizontally across the label. Careful not to let the screwdriver slide across the top of the label onto the card, and then crack the top of the slab off carefully, and then you have your card. Now, there will be plastic pieces flying everywhere, so be careful not to damage the surface of your card with the plastic pieces. Was able to get that Magic Johnson out. Now on to 1988 Fleer Michael Jordan. Part of the reason why I wanted to go through all of this with you guys is because there's a lot to this, right? There's the finding the card, finding where the half grade up at PSA would give you a profit, or just the straight across grade at PSA would give you a profit, say a 7-7, 8-8, 9-9, 10-10, and finding where the grade down would not just absolutely crush you. But then there's also the art form of actually, how do you find the card? Like, you know, is it even available? Then you have to get the card. Then you have to crack it cleanly and submit it to PSA. So there's a lot to this. Up next, I'm excited about this one because I was able to find a 1988 Fleer Michael Jordan number 120 All-Star card. One of my quiet favorite cards. I'm not a huge Jordan fan, but I did invest in a lot of Jordans for this purpose because the value is just not going anywhere. CSG 8.5, I paid $159 for it. The PSA 9 value is $481. If this card, which looked awesome, by the way, when I got it out of the slab, if this card can get a PSA 9, this is a huge profit for me. The PSA 8 value would be $142, so it'd be a slight loss, not too bad. I got a few 1990 Fleer Michael Jordans. I like this card. Easier to find this card. There's a ton of them. Not easy to find in a gem mint grade. This is a old CSG green slab. You've seen a couple of these on the video. I want to call this out. The CSG 9.5 green technically is a gem mint. This had all 9.5 subgrades. Paid $138 for it. PSA 10 value, usually between $200 and $220, depending. Would be a nice $50 profit if I can get this in a PSA 10 back. I would get crushed if it gets a 9, $30 for a 9. So it's a risk. Also bought a black label CSG, which is nothing fancy. By the terminology black label, it's just the new CSG black label, CSG 10 gem mint. Paid $170 for this, so a little bit more kind of eliminating my entire profit margin by that, but hopefully more guaranteeing a 10. Would have a small, probably $10 profit if this comes back in a 10. Would get absolutely slaughtered if it comes back in a 9, $30. So it's a bit of a risk. Plastic particles flying everywhere, as you can see in the video. Make sure to clean off your station if you're cracking 40 slabs at a time. By the way, for what it's worth, I don't recommend cracking 40 slabs at a time. I think when I do this in the future, I'm going to do maybe 2 or 3 at a time. Your hand gets tired. You get mentally exhausted because you're worried about ruining the card. You get physically exhausted because it actually is a bit of a forearm workout. Hopefully this is educational content for you and interesting in terms of the cards that I've bought and the cards that I've cracked open the slabs for. So this is a 1990 Hoops Michael Jordan CSG 10. Not many of these out there. Paid $195 for it. Would get a nice profit if it comes back in a PSA 10. One smaller card here, just a 1991 Upper Deck number 44 Michael Jordan, old CSG 95 gem mint, no subgrades. Paid only $36 for it. PSA 10 value $74. Would give a nice profit. Does not have to be an expensive card to make this stuff work. PSA 9 value $26. Up next, this would be a big one, actually. 1992-93 Fleer Ultra Michael Jordan, card number 216. This is a CSG 95. Paid $22 for it. If I can get this to jump up a half grade at PSA, it's a $325 value. So that would be a close to $300 profit if I can get this card back in a PSA 10. Almost slid the screwdriver across the top of the label and onto the card. Barely got it out safely. Would get crushed on a PSA 9 though. Well, not crushed. That's wrong. Would basically break even on a PSA 9. Worth the risk. Glad you guys like this. Shoes is in the comments saying he loves this. Really appreciate that. Okay, I was super nervous for this one. 2003 Fleer Tradition LeBron James, rookie. CSG 10, paid $500 for it. The PSA 10 value has dipped a little bit, actually. It used to be around $900 a few months ago. Now it's down to $750. It could jump back up. As always, it'll have a lot of markers, as LeBron will have a lot of markers. PSA 9 value $210. That would be a slaughtering if it comes back a 9. Because it is a CSG 10, I am hoping that PSA finds no flaws in this card and gives it a gem mint 10. Was very, very, very careful. Did some extra cuts across the top of the slab again with what I believe is like a wood cutter. Generally easily cuts the slabs, by the way. Probably can get one at any hardware store, Home Depot, Lowe's, etc. My wife had one sitting around in the garage, so I grabbed it with the new screwdriver, and that's what I used. So got the LeBron out. As you can see, so there's like a little slab, but there's a little crack across the label. So that makes me nervous, because if I keep cracking it, even trying to lift up with the horizontal method across the label with the screwdriver, you can see it's like a crack in your windshield. It's like it's going to move across the front of the slab if you do that. I was able to get the LeBron out onto the Joe Burrow 2020 Optic Silver Hollow rated rookie. Wanted some Burrow. I just really want some Burrow to list in August. CSG 95 green label. That's a gem mint, no subgrades. Paid $341 for this. A PSA 10. If this can cross over gem mint to gem mint, $615. That's now. Imagine that card in August. PSA 9 value $158. So that would be a slaughtering. But Burrow got out safely. Now with the optic and the optic hollow and the prism and the silver prism, be really careful with the plastic shards because those would definitely scratch the surface, leaving surface damage. This one is definitely kind of a weird one. Again, this is the first HGA slab, so I really struggled with the HGA slabs. Like when you actually crack them, these fuckers go everywhere. Like you will make a mess. So get your serial killer gear out, your Dexter gear out, and wear glasses. I wore sunglasses this entire process. Wear glasses. These things will fly up into your eye first. If you've got any computers or other cards around that you don't want damaged, cover them. Thanks for tuning into this, Borusky. Glad Evan Bell and Oh My Shoes like it. They are in the comments saying that they like it. We appreciate that. If you're listening on Apple and Spotify, hopefully I'm narrating okay where you're getting some value out of this. This is a Joe Burrow 2020 Donruss clearly rated rookie, HGA95. Not going to list off all the subgrades, but paid $88 for it. PSA 10 value $150. There would be some profit there. PSA 9 value $40. So I would lose my shirt, lose my shoes. Unfortunately, if this one does not come back, a PSA 10. Was able to get the Burrow out onto Burrow number 3. This is a 2020 Panini Chronicles Prism Black. Joe Burrow, just a cool card. HGA 95, not going to list off all the subgrades. I'll do that in a future video. Paid $133 for it. PSA 10 value would be somewhere now between $200 and $250. But keep in mind that all these football cards were purchased in March and hopefully should go up in value by themselves anyway in August when I plan to sell them. PSA 9 value $60. I'll do more videos, of course, when I get these cards back from PSA and then when I sell them as well. You'll hear them on the Sports Card Strategy Show. They will either be L's of the week or W's of the week, one by one individually on all of these. So up next, HGA95, Ant-Man, just regular Anthony Edwards 2020 Prism rookie, paid $50 for it. PSA 10 value on this card right now is trending around $88. During the NBA playoffs, PSA 9 value $16. Pretty horrible on the PSA 9. I would avoid that card entirely. There's just so many of them. This is one of the few HGA slabs I was able to just cleanly crack the top off of. But on a lot of the HGA slabs, it's notable that I had to actually just like shake the card out, which is also probably okay, but risky because depending on where the card lands and how hard it lands onto your towel or whatnot, it could get surface damage. It could get edge or corner damage. So be very, very careful. Ed the Sun is in the house. What's up, Ed the Sun? Good to see you back. Hopefully you're enjoying the content. We got a lot of great content at the network, nooffseason.com, sportscardstrategy.com. Hit me up at paul@nooffseason.com if you want a year free premium subscription to nooffseason.com. 2020 Anthony Edwards select rookie auto out of 249, paid $300 for this at a card show. HGA 95, high subgrades. Surface was a 9 though, so I'm a little concerned about this. PSA 10 value, I'm guessing at 650, there are no comps. PSA 9 value 225. I just didn't want this in an HGA slab. So there was a silver, an Anthony Edwards silver, and then an Anthony Edwards select rookie auto. That was the silver. This is the select rookie auto out of 249. Bought this one at a card show. Both. So sorry, I was not guessing on the value of the silver. The silver's around 650. I'm guessing on the value of this rookie auto out of 249 select because there are no comps. PSA 9 value 225. So Ed the Sun says, yeah, it has been a while, my friend. Good to have you back. He says he's still buying Zion. Okay. Buying the dip on Zion. Hopefully Zion can actually come back next year and stay healthy. We've all been saying that for a long time, but for your sake, Ed the Sun, I hope it happens. Or are you just PCing him or are you looking to flip? Let me know. Got this Ant-Man out safely onto 2020 Prism, Tyrese Halliburton, Silver Prism, HGA 9.5. Make sure that your centering grades on the HGAs are 9.5s at least, preferably 10s. Paid $95 for this. PSA 10 value, $275. So if this does jump over to the Gem Mint side of PSA, it would be a big profit. If it does not, it would be a small loss. So that's the kind of pocket you're looking for in terms of grabbing slabs to crack and submit to PSA. Again, as my submission of the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell, I won't be showing and telling much of my own stuff on this show. It's for you guys, the audience, but I did think that because I cracked 40 slabs the other day that I would make it part of this week's show. And you guys have been asking for slab cracking videos, how to crack slabs. Chad has a great one at nooffseason.com as well for premium members. But I thought this one would be good as well. You saw that Halliburton, like that was an example of what I talked about earlier, where the HGA front cracks off in half. So you have to be careful. You have to almost bend the front of the slab back at that point and then have someone else come in the room and like cleanly take the card out so it doesn't scratch the surface. I was trying to do that on my own. Hopefully I didn't ruin any cards. I might've ruined this one though. This is a less expensive card though. 1992 Upper Deck, Michael Jordan 23. I like this one because I had it as a kid. HGA 9.5, paid $50 for it. PSA 10 value 161, PSA 9 value 36. So it would be a nice profit if I can get this, but I don't know if the surface was already damaged, but, this is one where I had to bend the HGA front of the slab back. and basically pull the card out myself. And I think I might've like totally creased the side of the card. This is, you can kind of see in this video what happens here, but, I'm pulling the front of the slab off and then this is the card and you can't really see the damage, but, I think I did better on this one. So the 1996 Fleer Metal HGA 9.5, I was intrigued by this find, paid $98 for it. If this crosses over to PSA 10 gem mint, it's a $200 profit ish because it trades at $300 for the PSA 10. PSA 9 value 60. Shoes wants me to do 50 next time I do it and time myself. This actually in real time with like breaks and everything and cleanup in between took about 2.5 to 3 hours of my night. So not, you know, not an easy situation, definitely kind of an ordeal. That's why I would not recommend doing more than maybe 5 of these at a time. It's just fatiguing and you don't want to risk messing up a card because you're tired. That's just stupid. I was able to get this out though, and I feel good about that one. All right. I think this is the last HGA slab, and I think there's only one more after this, everybody. So this is 2018 Shohei Ohtani Bowman rookie card, paper, HGA 9.5, paid $93 for it. PSA 10 is $200. So if it goes gem mint to gem mint, there's a close to $100 profit there. PSA 9 value $37. We got MW in the comments. I'm going to bring this up. A message to all viewers. Stop paying PSA value $40 or Express 75. My bulk $25 are coming back faster around 30 days. Very, very, very poor PSA service. Okay. So mine are $19 bulk and they're coming back pretty quickly. So I like mine. Yeah. I definitely don't recommend, paying that high. MW, thank you for the comment. Really appreciate you watching and commenting. Yeah, I'm definitely, you know, I'm just a regular collector's member. And as a result of that, I believe it's $100 a year. You are able to submit bulk value at $19 a card. I believe it's 1980 through current at a top insured value of $499 a card. Minimum 20 card submission. So that's pretty easy to get in there. That's what I recommend doing. There's also a new 2022, 2023 card submission, minimum 20 card at $16 a card with the insurance at $299. And that was my last slab crack, the Isaiah Thomas 1984 star rookie BGS 8.5, paid $150 at a card show. There's no comps of this at PSA 10 or PSA 9. The only comp is a PSA 5 because I believe PSA just started grading star cards. But I do feel confident in that. MW adds, cracking, be very careful. PSA is population controlling certain players and sets. Gem rates are down 12 to 18%, down from 35 to 50%. Thanks for the contribution. RPO Sports Cards in the house. Caught the tail end of the live. Have a great week, guys. RPO, good to have you on the live. Evan Bell, it takes 20 cards to be considered bulk? Yes. That is the current That is the current minimum to submit at that bulk level. RPO says, have an ant green Prism SGC 9.5 coming in today to crack and resub. Love that. Everybody, thanks so much for watching and listening to the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. Great submissions today. Very unique show. From thanks to all of our submitters, Chase Krim of Texas Roadshow, Rob Masora of Bob's Card Market and the Card Treasury, Mosaic Joe, farmer, also known as Farmer Joe, Oh My Shoes, Hunter, great work, man, and Chad Gill, the Sports Card Doctor. Everybody, I'm Paul Hickey with NoOffseason.com. Thanks for watching and listening today. We will be back with more content tomorrow. Mike Lacusta and I are doing a golf card strategy show. And then, of course, I'm back again on Monday with Lefty for the Sports Card Strategy Show. Everybody, thanks so much for watching and listening. Have a great day. Where is that rock music? Here it is.